Hello and welcome to the Plum Club podcast. I am Duval Steen, a veteran communications consultant and jewelry publicist, coming at you from New York City, so forgive any background noises you may hear today. We're going to be talking today about a very trendy topic of piercing and zapping parties. With me today is Catherine Whitaker from the Plum Club member Chic Pistachio. They own brands like Aureli G and Anya Hay. And Kat is a real pro at these events, having done so many of them. Hello, Kat.
Hi. Hi, everyone. I'm so happy to be here and talking about my favorite things, piercing and permanent jewelry parties. It's an absolute delight to be able to share with retailers all that we've learned at Aureli G by doing these in-store events. And trust me, you don't want to learn the hard way.
No, I don't imagine you do. Thank you for that, Kat. And that gets us right to our topic, how to permanent jewelry and curating the perfect ear, two of the hottest trends in the fine jewelry industry. So today we thought we'd share with you all some of the tools required and of course some of the pitfalls to avoid whenever you plan an in-store piercing or permanent jewelry zapping party. So Kat, can you first tell us, how long have you been doing these in-store piercing or zapping parties, and why do you think these types of events are continuing to trend?
Yes, definitely. And we're seeing that both types of events are still really picking up momentum. The piercing party started a couple of years ago when the whole trend of curating the perfect ear really began to emerge. Zapping parties took off, I'd say, about a year ago and have really become mainstream over the last few months.
And why do you think that is?
Well, post-pandemic, consumers are super eager to get out and shop and also to engage and experience more in social settings. They're looking for a greater variety of meaningful and exciting activities that can be shared. So Gen Z research also shows us that they have a preference in spending money on experiences. For example, we're seeing a rise in immersive art exhibits, escape rooms, as well as increased events and gifting around moments that we celebrate, like gender reveal parties, engagement and bridal showers, push presents, bachelorette and bachelor getaways, and also a big rise in parties that center around shared transformations, like Botox parties, friendship tattoos, and of course, semi-permanent jewelry.
Great point. I hadn't thought about shared transformational experiences. It's so true. So can you elaborate, when you say semi-permanent jewelry, that includes both piercing and zapping parties, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So they actually have more in common than you might think. In particular, to fine jewelry, the lasting impact of a new piercing or permanent bracelet or anklet has real meaning that can continue to be enjoyed well past the event itself. So with the rise of social platforms, we all know TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat. We're also hearing a lot about Be Real. Apparently, Gen Z's into that. Anyway, this type of event gives the consumer exciting content to share on those platforms, videos, before and after pics with their new piercing or new permanent jewelry. And then retailers can also share this type of content on their platforms too, of course, with the customer's permission. And it's also a great time to ask the consumer to tag the store account or tag the location. It becomes this fun win-win marketing scenario.
And as they say, if you don't post about it, it didn't happen, right?
Exactly.
It is interesting to me how the trend sort of follows consumer culture, right? Well, let's just get right down to the details and the how-to. Let's start with piercing parties. What specifically have you found that a store needs to host a luxury ear piercing event?
Well, the first element from the very beginning, just be sure to check with your local health department regarding what's required to host this type of event in your store. Some areas may have like zero regulations. Some could just require that you have a licensed piercer, and then occasionally you might need a permit to be able to host an event inside your store outside of like a licensed piercing studio. And another really important point is that for this one, you're gonna need outside talent. Even if you perform gun piercing in your store, you will need a professional body piercer, ideally an APP member, that's Association of Professional Piercers, who uses a needle for this luxury ear piercing experience. traditional or like typical gun piercing isn't ideal for ear curation or people looking to get their second, third, 10th piercings at various placements on the ear. And that's for a variety of health and safety reasons. Professional needle piercing also has this luxury component because the piercers don't work with any kind of base metals. It's going to be mostly fine gold with some implant grade titanium. And they really work with you and walk the client through the entire process from curation to aftercare for the ideal healing process. And there's a lot more information. The APP website is a great resource. That's safepiercing.org.
Wow, this is so helpful. I just love it. I have to ask you though, how many piercings do you have?
Well, I started out about 3 years ago with three total. Two in one ear, one in the other. And now I have either 13 or 14. And I have a pretty classic look. I'm not super edgy, so.
No, I would agree. You've curated your ears beautifully. I've recognized it and noticed it myself before. Wow, 13 of 14. I was laughing when you said 10, but no, people do curate to that extent. That's amazing. And it's also great that there's so much more information on that safepiercing.org. That's a great resource. Thank you. Do you think this type of prep work is or has been a deterrent for retailers? Like, is it difficult or cumbersome to set up a piercing party?
No, not at all. The value of these events far outweighs any of the initial effort that's required. And like any in-store event, it just requires a little prep. So if it's the first piercing party you're hosting in-store, we recommend giving yourself a 2 to 3 month window. And the good news is after that first one, it becomes so much easier. But honestly, there's no reason to stress about it. It's really just giving yourself enough time to check all those boxes, and the benefits are so worth it.
Yeah, it sounds like it to me too. And once those administrative details are handled, what else does the store need?
Well, one hugely important thing is the jewelry, so the earrings themselves. So just make sure you have earrings that are available to be purchased singly or individually and are designed specifically for piercing. And those are gonna be in solid gold or implant grade titanium. A professional piercer will not use like a traditional post and butterfly back or a hoop earring in a new piercing, because it's not safe and it's not going to give a good healing experience. So find a vendor that specializes in piercing or body jewelry, and threadless flat back body jewelry is what piercers are going to require. And once you have that, you're good to go.
It's interesting. I know I can't wear base metals, so I would have probably said no to this years ago, but now that I know that it's only gold, I can handle gold because it's a bioinert metal and it doesn't give me any kind of problem with my earlobe, so that's good to know. And how do you think a retailer would find a local certified piercer in their area?
Well, the best place to start is if you, a staff member, a client you know well, has an existing relationship with a local licensed studio, just go talk to them about the event. And then if you don't have the relationship, word of mouth or Google reviews is a really good place to start as well. And there's also, we mentioned the APP website, you can search by zip code if you're starting from scratch and finding a piercer in your area. And then once you form that good working relationship with a piercer, you can host these events several times a year or as often as, you know, makes sense for your store. And then there are also tools and equipment involved for the event, especially regarding safety and sterilization, but your piercer is gonna have all of that available and the knowledge to answer any questions along the way. So once you have that piercer in place, you don't have to really worry about the rest of it.
Also, as you say, once you do the first one, you're good to go. So it's just that first one that may seem like a lot of work, but then I think it could be really beneficial in the long run, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And any store that's currently hosting luxury events, if you ask them, they're gonna tell you it's been worth it, like beyond explanation. The influx of new clients mixed with new excitement for jewelry from existing clients and the opportunity to really engage with your community and show them what your business is all about is really priceless. Not to mention most of the these earrings, because they're luxury, are retailing for anywhere from 100 to 300 and above. And most people are getting 2 to 3 piercings per event. So I personally, like we talked about earlier, I had 3, now I have 14 over the last 2 years. And it's really easy to do with beautiful, dainty, luxury earrings in a supportive environment and with a piercer that will help you curate your ears for a really unique look. Not to mention that it's essentially free advertising that you're going to get from all the content your clients are going to share.
Well, let's switch now and talk about zapping parties. I think the ear curation is such a cool trend, but I'm in love with the permanent jewelry idea as well. We just did one together in New York City before the holiday. It was so much fun. Kat, what can you tell us about the requirements for a permanent jewelry event? And I gotta say, I love the term zapping parties. I keep saying it, but I just think it's so fun.
Me too. And the event in New York was such a fun success story as well. Well, regarding requirements, we can start with the best part here, the jewelry. And it's best to use precious metals, much like the piercing events, like gold, because they're going to hold up and endure over the long haul, your daily showers, swimming, washing your hands, etc. Also, gold encourages a higher ticket sale. So most customers are going to be willing to invest in this because the focus is for long-term wear. They're not taking it off, obviously. Many companies are selling chain by the inch, which totally works. Or you can work with a company that sells more design-forward bracelets with unfinished ends that will also allow for personalization before zapping, charms, birthstones, that type of thing. And then they can get joined into the bracelet links or added as like a dangling charm when you're zapping it on. So that also increases the sale and increases the uniqueness of the jewelry. And then for some chains, you can use an existing link in the chain to bond it together, but often you'll want to use a jump ring to give a really nice weld, especially when you're working with the more dainty chains that have been super popular for these events.
Sure, sure. Can you tell us more about how the jewelry is actually attached or secured?
Yeah, many stores are already going to have a tool that they can weld the jewelry on because they have a bench jeweler or handle jewelry repairs in store. But sometimes that equipment is a little too heavy duty for a lighter job like attaching a permanent bracelet or anklet. So we recommend the Orion Impulse Arc Welder. That's pretty popular. But there are also several similar options on the market if you don't already have one. And then you'll need 2 pairs of needle nose pliers, chain cutters, a piece of safety leather that just goes on the wrist or ankle or even the neck, because people are doing permanent necklaces too.
Wow.
And that just sits between the chain and the skin where the jewelry is being welded. Shaded welding glasses, that's for the customer just because it's a bright light that's produced, not an actual like spark. And then tweezers are usually helpful for handling like the little tiny charms, jump rings, that type of thing.
So who does the welding or zapping at the jewelry store? Is it the bench jeweler, or does someone need to be hired for the event?
This is going to be in-house. I mean, you can hire someone, but almost always you should have a staff member for this. Typically stores will use a staff member or multiple staff members to perform the zapping, and they generally will save their bench jeweler for larger jobs and the really big ticket custom work. And honestly, with a bit of training and practice, most staff members can become super skilled at it. Just don't skip the training part. Don't wait till the last minute. It's fairly easy, but with any skill, it just takes a little bit of practice, and there will sometimes be a little bit of a learning curve, especially when you're working with some of the daintier chains and charms. But it's such a valuable skill to acquire now, and you can bet that your employees are going to be really eager to learn.
I wouldn't mind doing it, actually, and I don't know that I'd be very good at it, but it'd be fun to be able to zap my friends, and I mean that with love. What's the main benefit of a store hosting a permanent jewelry zapping party or offering permanent jewelry in general?
Well, these events will really bring in a lot of new clients, especially Gen Z and millennials, but the events also attract every age group. And we're seeing that across the board throughout the US. On top of the sales gained from the event, this is also a really great way to develop strong relationships with new customers, because once they've shared such a meaningful experience with you, they're more likely to come back for bridal purchases or other special occasions throughout their lives.
I bet.
We've also seen that when a brand is new to a store, incorporating a launch event with the zapping party really gets some extra buzz going. You know, throwing some drinks, snacks, a little decoration, and it'll really make an impact with your clients.
Well, speaking from personal experience, it's also tons of fun. That event that we had in New York, I really enjoyed. And not only that, I enjoyed how much the guests and the attendees that bought the jewelry for the charity, they loved having themselves zapped. It was fabulous. But I mean, for it to be a success, people have to show up, right?
Yeah, it doesn't really work without the customers.
So that moves us on to marketing. How do you suggest stores go about marketing such an event?
Well, I always suggest for retailers to go with what's most effective for their client base. But it is best to utilize, you know, multiple channels to get to new eyes and ears. So email blasts, social media posts, flyers or postcards, signage outside the store is great. The more excitement you can build around it, the better. Promote on platforms like Instagram, where it's easy for people to share with their friends. And from our experience, promoting the events on social has proven the most effective for all the stores we've worked with, especially once they've had one event. Their followers are waiting for them to announce the next one so they can share it and tag their friends. And also have your staff post about it, talk it up, suggest it as like a special occasion gift. You know, people will want to bring their sisters, moms, best friends. It's great for Galentine's, Christmas. We've seen people bringing in their entire bridal party to get zapped. We've seen couples coming in to get zapped and have matching bracelets.
It's super fun. Yeah, I love the idea of couples because I do think that it is gender neutral. Some of the plain gold styles are very gender fluid. That's a great idea to have couples come in together. And it also works for hetero couples or same-sex couples. Really great.
For everyone and every age.
Yeah. So we only have a couple of minutes left. I know the Plum Club likes to keep this short. So let's just talk briefly. What do you think about collaborations? We hear so much about local partnerships and shared events. Does it work for something like this?
Oh, yeah, of course. This is something I always recommend to my stores. Collaborate with another local business, local salon, bakery, photographer, like get creative, selfie stations, backdrops or photos to get pierced. Anything that's about building community and working with another local business makes it really special.
And are these walk-in events or do you think appointments are necessary?
Either works. We definitely recommend appointments though. It reduces wait time, manages expectations, helps you stay organized. You really just need about 15 to 30 for the bracelet zapping and the same thing for piercings. Give yourself a little more time for the first event to figure it out and figure out exactly how you want to be staffed with what inventory you need, things like that. And also while your clients are waiting, they can review options beforehand. So the decision-making process doesn't take up too much of the appointment time.
Oh, that's a really great idea. And I'm also guessing that some of these piercers and the people doing the zapping in your store, like they will after a while get used to it and be better and have suggestions for the customers themselves. What about follow-up? I think it might be crucial for events like this, right?
Yeah, to really benefit long-term, get the client's information, like their birthday, their anniversary, that type of info, and get them to sign up for your SMS or email marketing while they're in the store with you. Especially with piercing events, people will bring family and friends, so you have a captive audience. So it's also a good time to consider a trunk show and, you know, you have people there to chat with.
Yeah, it all ties back to being a more emotional experience, like a traditional shopping experience. I just think it opens up the possibilities for long-term relationship development. I can't thank
Absolutely.
You enough, Kat, for sharing your expertise, and I hope you all have lots of fun at your piercing and zapping parties.
Thank you.